to give what I'm after till the day I die. You listen to Live with Rank. Appreciate that very, very much. Always seeking out information and hopefully truth and facts. In studio with me is John Michael Chambers, an author and public speaker. He's written several books, this latest one, Trump and the Resurrection of America. And as I repeated, because I want people to understand, it's not just about jumping on the Trump bandwagon trying to sell a book. I wouldn't have an author on who was doing that. It had more to do with why we ended up with a person like Donald Trump, where this country has been going in his estimation, and as he stated earlier, that he thought there would have to be someone from outside of the system. Or how did you state that, John?
That the most unlikely people will come to the stage in our hour of need, and Trump and being an outsider as he was.
And that's certainly, and do you have that on tape somewhere or written? Because if that, you
it,
have that
it
from
may very well be.
Years ago, that's yes. Pretty good, because that's exactly what's going on here. He's going to be speaking tomorrow night at the Calhoun County Tea Party at 6:30 at Cool Center in downtown Battle Creek. Cool by K-O-O-L. And if you're interested in hearing more in depth with him, asking him some questions, you can certainly show up there tomorrow. Everybody is welcome. Again, they are seekers themselves, seeking out information and truth about what's happening out there. Now, John, in part of what you talk about, and it's certainly something I've been, I got into talk radio about, I think it's 9 years now. And I came from the business end and always wanted to get into talk radio, got involved with politics. And the number one, the couple things that people who knew me prior to being Rank have asked me, and, you know, what is it like? What's different now? And one of the things I tell them is how much misinformation, I didn't call it fake news back then, but how bad our news media is. And in the sense, and this is, I've been doing this for, from the beginning, a couple years getting into it after I realized all the research that I do, how bad the news is and how, in some cases, outright fake. In other cases, it's just by omission of what they don't tell you. Someone called last week on Free Speech Friday, I think it was, and said Walter Cronkite, one of his last interviews, said what they asked him what he missed the most. I think he was being interviewed on 60 Minutes or something, and he said setting the agenda. Which was very, very interesting, and that's what it's all they're all about. How do people detect the truth from lies in this age of fake news or whatever you want to call it?
Well, I think what Trump has done is he's turned on the light, and people are starting to see, and the rats are running, and so that's putting people in a position where they're asking questions, and that's the most important thing. I think anybody that's paying attention. I mean, I even have some friends on the left that actually agree that CNN and MSNBC and Fox even are not necessarily giving us the straight events. How people can detect truth from lies is they have to understand something called the Hegelian dialectic, named after Friedrich Hegel in the late 1800s. But basically, it's controlled thought. I talk about this in the book, and I'll be speaking about this tomorrow night at the Tea Party. But one is we have to come to realize that they create events. The best way to describe it in a brief segment is problem, reaction, solution. And what they'll do is they'll create a problem. This ties into false flags, ties into divide and conquer. It's all together in the same sort of pot. But what they'll do is they'll create an event, create a problem, anticipate the reaction. The reaction is always going to be fear and anger in the people. It puts the people in a vulnerable situation where they'll then accept a solution. So, for example, the horrific killings in the Columbine school and all the shootings since. Problem, dead kid in school. Reaction, fear and anger amongst the people. Solution, what was the solution they have ready on the shelf to give us?
Take guns away.
Take the guns away, which is never, as I said, really a solution. Now, 9/11, of course, brought us NSA and Patriot Act and NDAA. All the losses of our rights and liberties. So Hegelian dialectic is a way of manipulating us and controlled thought, ties into problem, reaction, solution. Now, false flag terrorism, as defined, it can be defined this way. False flag terrorism is a government perpetrating some act upon the people and then blaming the people for the act. Hitler did this, of course, burning his own buildings. We see these things unfolding on the streets today through BLM, through Antifa, and many other things. So how people, once you understand, the people understand Hegelian dialectic and how the game is played, and again, I've gone over this in detail in the book, then people will start to wake up and we can begin to detect. Like right now, I can see almost immediately when it's a false flag or a lie or misinformation, as you stated, because it's the same pattern. They run the same program on us over and over again. And then you just do some due diligence. You backtrack it to substantiate your views. But that's one way to detect truth from lies. And the other way is to listen to great programs like yours, talk radio, turn off the fake news, just start to wean off of it. I know Steve Bannon is about to launch some media conglomerate of sorts and give the fake news a real run for their money. I think Bannon's actually going to serve the cause of freedom in America much better on the outside than he was on the inside.
Well, all I care about is the right straight poop getting out there. And any group, left, right, center, who attempts to not portray the information as it should be portrayed or does not give both sides of a story is something that I will always point out. And again, doesn't matter where it comes from, because it is a huge problem, because the media was so trusted in the past and people are getting weaned off of trusting these people. And, you know, and unfortunately, some go swing too far the other way and believe everything they read on the Internet. And a key thing that I like that I heard from you saying that you have to substantiate your viewpoints and not just make a statement. And as long as you have something you could point to of why you feel that way, and it is not based in fact and reality. Now, people may differ from their opinions, but they may have that. So you could certainly go hear John Michael Chambers tomorrow night at, as I said, the Battle Creek, in downtown Battle Creek, the Kool Center, K-O-O-L, at 6:30 with the Calum County Tea Party's next meeting. John, I appreciate you coming in all the way from Cleveland, right? Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes.
We'll let you pass on the Ohio thing, but
hey, I'm actually from New York, but don't tell anybody.
Oh, well, that's even worse.
Hey, how you doing? How's it by you? Hey,
yeah, there you go.
Forget about
now it.
Now it
comes. Yeah, I can hear it. You can hear more of that accent tomorrow at the Calum County Tea Party. Again, thanks a lot, Mike, for coming and appreciate that very much. The name of his book is Trump and the Resurrection of America. And again, it's about what led up to get us to Trump, as John said. So what are your thoughts? If you have any thoughts or questions about us, give us a call at 269-441-9595. I certainly, as I've been telling you guys, I was completely blown away. I was one of you. I don't know, again, many of you who've been following me for all these years know this, but any of you who are new, I was a caller into a show. Into my this original show on my flagship station that was from 9 to 10 and was very Battle Creek, Michigan centric. I was just a caller, wanted to get in. And, you know, I won't go into the long, drawn-out story of how I ended up getting on to the show. But I started listening and learning more. And when I got into this, I had all these grandiose ideas that people care about the facts. And, you know, if a car is red and you point out to them it's red, they'll believe you that it's red. Well, there's people out there who won't believe you. Well, look at it. It's red. Doesn't look red to me. And that was one of the bigger surprises I had. I thought, I'll just kill them with facts. Facts and logic. How can facts and logic not rule in this day and age? Oh, how wrong I was, ladies and gentlemen, I was surprised. Now, that doesn't mean all of you. There's some of you out there who came along and are willing to listen to it. Again, doesn't mean we have to agree on everything, but we certainly have to agree on the facts. And more importantly, we have to learn about what is truly going on out there and why. I said it for a long time. I wanted Trump from the perspective of just draining the swamp. I don't think he understood how bad that swamp was. I don't think you and I thought how bad that swamp was. And even people in the Republican Party who are entrenched and are in that swamp themselves, they're fighting, kicking, and screaming. And the number one thing they can do to stop the American people from throwing what they probably think is a hissy fit and putting a doofus like Trump in, they would say, is to make him fail. Make him to be out the war, out as the worst thing out there. Stop him at every avenue, not just the left. You expect that's going to happen. But the right, look how many in the right are stopping. Look how many get in their petty squabbles. Senator John McCain voted for something a year ago. Now Trump comes along, says some nasty things about John McCain. And what does John McCain have? Is he worried about the country? No, he's going to vote no on the repeal of Obamacare, repeal and replace, because I think it was a vendetta thing. He didn't like what he had to say about him. Now, you could agree, you can disagree, but come on. They're supposed to be big boys and girls. Put their pants on. So these people are fighting, fighting, fighting. And that is what concerns me. And that ought to tell you something. That should awaken you to say, something's weird here. Now, I know Trump's personality gets away in that. I know it's easy just to say, well, look at what he says, look at how he acts. But don't go down that path. First, see why, or ask yourself why they are trying to stop him at every chance. What's so wrong with the wall? Obamacare is failing. It should be replaced. Why are we not allowing it? What's going on with taxes? You listen to Live with Rank. Take a quick break. Come right back up on the other side.
95.3 WBCK.